there, or see, you have to go too.
Yeah.
All right. All right, that's it then. Dad, would you start us off with the word of prayer?
Glad to. Dear Father in heaven, as we bow before you at this time, we're so grateful that you are our God, grateful for the opportunity we have, the privilege we have to address you as our God and as our Father, recognizing that you hear our petitions and prayers. We pray at this time, dear Father, you be with us during this time of consultation and decision-making, that we do things that are in accord with your will, that will please you, that we be differential to one another, strive always to be brotherly and loving in our conduct toward one another as Christians. We pray for wisdom, dear Father, and at this time as we end our period of worship and such, we pray that all that we have done up to this point today has been sweet and acceptable in your sight. We ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. I've got a few things to discuss. First of all, I want to just give a quick financial update because I had several that were asking about it. On the paper that I passed out, on one side is the quarter-to-date analysis, and on the other side is the yearly-to-date. And as you can see from the beginning of the year, we'll look at the year-to-date first. We're up $17,000, almost $18,000 from our contribution to our expenses. Pretty much that means somebody's been very generous, or several have been generous. Part of it's our expenses are down a little bit because, you know, electricity bill, things like that, because we're not meeting as much these last 3 months. But that is where we are at. Our total bank account balance is right at $104,000 right now. So we pretty much made up the expenses from last year that we had, the big expenses with the air conditioning and the electric work that we had to, you know, had to spend on. So that's good news.
Josh, it's important to note that you mentioned the generosity, that there are some reasons for that are not ongoing. In other words,
right,
that extra that came in that helped with that is not something that we can count on in the
right
future. It's just something
right
that led to there.
Certainly. So that says, anybody have any questions about anything on there? I mean, I wasn't planning on doing a real detailed item-by-item thing, but if there are any questions, now would be a good time since I'm here. I mean, you've got it in front of you. And if you think of one, let me know. Next, I've got on the agenda, we sent this month our last scheduled support payment to Pramila, Bundle Potty Pramila, or Prasad, to be honest with you, the names, I can't ever figure out which name's the last name or surname, which name's not, but Pramila, of course, her husband, we supported, Bundle Potty Prasad, and he passed away, I guess that was towards the end of last year, last fall, and so we decided to give her three payments of $200, and do it every 3 months like we had been because of the banking situation there in India. And so we've done that, but wanted to bring it to the men because this request was made. You know, she requested that we continue to support her in that because she has no form of income right now because of the passing of her husband. And so I wanted to bring that to y'all to discuss. Yes, Josh.
If we continue to do that support, will it not be indwelling her? And if so, does that mean qualifications for that indwelling?
Right. It's a good question. I don't believe she's over 60.
I don't know what her age is. My view of her particular situation, she specifically stated that the COVID-19 circumstance has impacted her family so that she has no support. She has children, believing children. So I think that in this situation, enrolling her would be, or having that situation, 1 Timothy chapter 5, is not as applicable as the fact of sending support because of a destitute situation or a situation where like a famine or those kinds of things. So my view would be that I think we could justifiably decide to continue this for a period of time to get them over through this problem that they have, and maybe another 6 months,
what,
see what happens with the pandemic from that point
on.
Just a general benevolence for a period of time.
And that would be my suggestion, is to continue it on throughout the year, which would mean $400 more in 3 months, $200 more, and then 3 months after that, $200 more till the end of the year, and then I suppose we can go from there.
I was thinking just a full year of that, which we've done
a full
6 year.
Months
of it, so it'll be another $600.
Another 6 months.
We definitely afford it, and that would give another 6 months to, instead of, we did $200, $200, $200.
Right.
So do that again.
Okay.
I just think if we can afford it, number one, and that gives a full 6 months for them to say that, and maybe even tell them.
Yeah, that's 9 months. Anyway. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. That confused me. I'm fine with that.
I heard that suggestion that we do that, we make her aware that, do this until the end of the year, that way she has some time to prepare back in. That's something that happens.
So,
I just don't want to be under a false sense of like we're going to keep continuing to do this.
Well, we made it clear that this was it the first time. She still asks, so it doesn't matter. They're still going to ask. We're just going to have to decide what.
So, are there any objections to doing that for 3 more payments of $200, and that's done every 3 months, along with the same time we pay the other Indian preachers? Any objections to that? Okay. The next item on our list is Dad posted on Facebook a couple weeks ago. There are 3 trees that need to be removed over here. Some limbs are falling into the neighbor's yard. He's the one that requested it. And there is, if a big storm comes by, those trees are going to be the first to go because they're dead. But they're pretty sizable, even though they're dead. And so I got 2 quotes. The first is from Trinity Forest Tree Care Service. He said for the 3 trees over here, and he actually went ahead and included a 4th. It's a very small tree that's close to being dead, and it's leaning towards the parking lot. He said he'll do that, no extra cost. That's $21.50. And I also asked him to quote me for that ugly stump out there, because that's been an eyesore for a long time, and since we were doing this. And he said it'd be $125 more for that stump. My suggestion is if we're going to be spending some money on this to get this done, we might as well get that stump done at the same time. I thought I'd say, what do you would cost you to do all this? I didn't ask you about that. And then the second was quite a bit higher from Classic Cuts Tree Service for $3,285 for the exact same amount of work. That's including the stump removal. And then Jay Davis, that's the guy that took that first tree down, and I wasn't able to get a quote from him because he wasn't open Saturday when I had a chance to do this. But the last tree that he cut down was $625. So multiply that by 3 and add the stump. It's going to be probably similar, very similar to the Trinity Forest Tree Care that quoted us the $2,150 plus the $125 for the stump. So, what do y'all think about that? You're for it?
That tree that was a lot rather simple, but these those three are a lot more to it. So we probably do those for $625.
Well, we'd have to get a quote from him, Dick.
But
it wasn't simple. It was a difficult. That first one was not simple. It was very hard.
That first one was hard because it was entwined with the other tree, and it was leaning towards the fence. And yes, sir. We do need to get it done. And really, to be honest, the two on the left, we could maybe. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it. Somebody might could, but the one that's further to the right, that's hanging over the neighbor's, it's leaning that way, and there's a big branch over there. And the guy told me, so we're gonna have to get on his property to do this the safest way. But I'm not comfortable doing it. So the Trinity Forest Tree Care Service, the date that they gave me, he said if we get to them in the next 3 or 4 days, he said the week of the 6th is when he could get up, because they're pretty busy this time of year. So that'd be, what, 3 weeks from now? Ish? Yeah, 3 weeks. That they'd be able to get it done. Certainly.
Yeah, I got it. I did finally find where it was in messages, so I could send another message to Facebook.
So, any objections to using the Trinity Forest Tree Care Service to get that done, that taken care of, those items? All right, I will. I do think we should. Does anybody object to getting that stump taken care of too up the front?
Can I just take a nice, pretty photograph of it and frame it and give it to you so you'd have a remembrance of it? Could I take a picture of it, frame it, and give it to you so you can hang it on your wall? Well, it's bothering some people. It doesn't bother you, but it bothers some other people.
Is that what it is?
No. It's ugly.
There, yeah. A big cross. It's
125.
Look. If you want to do that. Well, I don't think it's an objection to us paying for it. I think he just likes the way it looks. Yeah, he. So I know you'd like it, but are you okay with this cutting it down since nobody else likes it? I said, I know you like that stump, but nobody else does. Are you okay with us cutting it down? Oh, okay. So, okay. Well then, okay. Well, Dennis said he's willing. Thank you, Dennis. Dennis said he's willing to pay for that to get that stump taken care of. Then
you'll have several that'll help out with it.
Yeah. I can ask him how much that is, and then get with y'all and see if we want to add that.
Okay.
What's reasonable? I don't know that we can. That's a broad definition depending on who you're asking. I will ask you. I mean, it's going to be what was the rental? Do you remember? Was it 300 or 600? I feel like it was 600.
Around $500.
I feel like the rental for the big shredder that we need was going to be around $500 anyway, so I'll kind of go off of that. If he says he'll do it for $600, well, I think that's
shredders okay. Don't work as good as one, at least until you get to the real big.
So I'll ask him about that, and let everybody know before I go through with that. But I'll let him know for sure tomorrow. I'll give him a call that we do want that taken care of, and Dennis is going to pay for that stuff, and we'll get with each other and figure out how to make that work. All right, and yes, sir. Oh.
I also want to say, in case it wasn't understood, I have no issue with it. If it's reasonable for them to take care of that brush back there, I have no issue with it being a different day than the same day. So right. I don't want that to be an issue.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's sure. All right, next is the conclusion. We're going to have them take down the trees, Trinity Forest Tree Care Service. Dennis is going to pay for the removal of the stump, and we're going to ask them about how much it would cost for them to remove all that brush and sticks and limbs that are already out there that have already been cut down, just to see how much more it would be.
Right.
Right. Yeah, it's mainly that back right area.
Well, that's a good thing.
All right, next item, Dad.
Yeah. I recently got my roof redone, and what happened was I was getting some other work done, and the contractor suggested I contact his, I think it's his sister, and she works for a roofing company. She works very aggressively with the insurance company to get roofs replaced, damaged roofs replaced, and was very successful with regard to us. And so anyway, I mentioned to her in our discussion that our building has some leaks, and she wanted to try to get us a new roof as well. And I told her I needed to talk with the men about it. What she does, first of all, is go through the process of calling the adjuster, working with them, showing them what's needed and why it's needed and all that kind of thing. And then if there's any balking on the part of the insurance company, she has that there's apparently, with regard to insurance law, a arbiter that comes in if you can't equal. And she's very successful in getting those roofs replaced with regard to the damage. She says that she's almost positive that we will have hail damage because of the deals in the area, and we probably just not looked at it. I know they really haven't. So anyway, we've got some real problems. We've got several leaks in different places in the building when it really comes in one direction hard, and a special problem along the flat roof over the porch area. And I'm afraid of the damages coming that's happening to the walls as a result of it. So I would just like permission for her to do her thing, and hopefully we can get, you know, if it's going to cost us a lot of money to get the roof, that's one thing. But if we can get one done just for the estimate, or I mean just for the deductible, or even maybe less than that. I only had to pay a third of my deductible when it was all said and done, and got that plus an interior damage fix. So yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah,
I'd say it's been a while since it's done. Now, I don't think we'll have any problems. We should have already done it, should have looked into it, but anyway, so. Yes, sir?
Yes, Steve.
You were saying you would have to search up and come out and see what needs to be done, that's what you said.
I'm going to have her, she the company that she works for, come and look, and she'll work with the insurance company to get us. She's not with the insurance company. She's a roofing company.
That's usually what it's done. Yeah. I want to make sure that her...
You know, what we do sometimes, we'll call the insurance in and say, nah, you don't have any damage, and, okay? You know, and she says they do that. She doesn't let them do it. So if we're due a building because of damage to the roof, I mean, due a new roof because of damage, she'll make sure we get it. That's what I'm saying. They did a good job and did it quickly. I will contact with them.
Hey, good deal. All right, and now for the final on the agenda, just discuss how to proceed with worship plans and classes. You know, I brought this up on Facebook, you know, and I said, if you didn't see that, I'm fine with going back to normal, including the social distancing, the mask wearing, of course, but going back to our regular worship times. I know there are many that probably don't feel that way. That was just how I felt. And so wanted to discuss that and see where we were on that, if we as a group wanted to add a class before the Sunday morning. And again, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. You know, any addition would be great as far as I'm concerned. One of the things that has been mentioned by some is if we decide to go to back to the three services on Sunday morning, is moving the Lord's Supper to the 9 a.m. service instead of the 11 a.m. because one of the worries by some is the more we're here, the viral load, and the more possibility for that to be spread. And those that wouldn't be comfortable being here at the 11 o'clock service after two other services would be able to come to the 9 o'clock, partake of the Lord's Supper, and worship with the brethren in that first hour. And then they would be able to leave after that while we continue on with the class at 10 and the worship service at 11. I just wanted to make sure that was thrown out there because that was mentioned to me. But I will leave it to y'all to anybody who wants to say something about that to get our discussion started.
I'm okay for opening up. Again, brother has a concern about viral load.
Yes. Right.
Can we at least still offer the Lord's Supper and the 11 a.m. service for any of them missed the 9 a.m.?
I think that's, personally, I would be fine with that. I think that's an option, but I think we need to decide whether we're going to even add any services or not before we get to that discussion.
That's an option that I'm going
to. Yes, Tommy.
I'd like for us to start out by adding a Wednesday night service. That's 1 hour on Sunday, 1 hour on Wednesday. If we're going to have a children's Bible class, I think we should probably wait until next week to make sure you have enough teachers and they have time to prepare. If you want to keep doing the same thing that we're doing online here in the building, I mean, it would just be an interactive version of what we normally do online. I think everybody was kind of liking that. And then wait a couple weeks and see how that goes before we add any services on Sunday. That's my suggestion.
I can actually see that. Because it does get to be a long stretch between Sundays.
That's fine with me. Again, I would take.
Start off by adding Wednesday night.
Both of us.
I was going to say, just as nice as it does, if any remodeling it, it's good.
You have anything, Dave? You have anything to add? Yeah, your turn to talk.
About the floor?
Yes.
There's, I think maybe you should get a bit more consensus of only nine of us here about all this. I mean, Tommy said doesn't sound too bad, but we should get a consensus from all the members and our sisters and such before we, and then make a decision what we come to, things that affected the whole congregation.
Like the survey that we sent out?
What do you want to call it?
Yeah.
It's not voting.
Right.
You think we need a survey for adding Wednesday night, and then we can use that 2 weeks to figure out if we want to add anything on Sunday? And that way we could go ahead and start our Wednesday night services up pretty quickly, and then maybe take 2-3 weeks to figure out about Sundays.
We can still live stream the Wednesday night from here. People are still going to stay home.
We're going to do the live streams until everything's done anyway. That's not going to change just because there's some. No matter what we decide to do, as long as the pandemic is threatening at all, they're not going to come. And I understand that, especially those who have the health issues. So my intent is to keep the live streaming going. Now, eventually, even after everybody's back and it's back to normal, we're going to keep it going. We'll just move it over to the public page so the public can see it. Right now, the only reason why we're not on the public page is so that people can do the singing, because the singing is copyrighted. If it weren't for the singing, and we were only doing the preaching and teaching, which is what I've normally done, then everything would be on the public page. And that's just as easy to access as the private group. The only reason we're doing the private group is because of salt. And I want to stop that as soon as possible. But I realize that until the COVID pandemic is over with, we can't stop that, because the ones who are not able to come, they want to have a part in the singing as well and sing along. So we're going to keep that going as long as we need to. But what's happening now is I live stream, and then I have to download it, and then I have to upload it again to the other page. And it takes hours every week for me to do that. So I want to get it all in the public so it's a one-and-done thing. But I'm willing to do that until the pandemic's over. So we're going to keep live streaming regardless. The only thing I want to say, brethren, is we have rightly been concerned about our physical health. And this is what's caused this delay. I'm extremely concerned about the spiritual welfare of this congregation. It's been 3 months now, and what we're doing is not what God intends for us to do. I understand the necessity of it and what has been the necessity. But I think that in our thinking, and there at least needs to be a consideration of the impact this is having on our congregation spiritually. And that's why, while I understand individuals not coming who are vulnerable or coming only at 9 and not 11, all those kind of things, before too very long, I want us to consider the actual impact that this is having on our spiritual welfare and mindset as Christians, and especially the most vulnerable among us spiritually, and balance that with regard to the potential problems, physical problems, because we haven't had any physical problems yet. We've been very fortunate. We've been practicing the social distancing. Today it wasn't done very well. We had some visitors and we had some movement, those kinds of things that maybe we need to reestablish. We're not stopping that. We need to keep doing that. And it wasn't done very well this week. But at the same time, it's a big building. We're few in number. And I feel like in the near future, we need to consider going back to normal in the sense of frequency because it's impacting us. It's impacting me. And you know, I've been doing an awful lot because everyone is out. I would like it to get back to normal so that the men of the congregation can take more of a load in that regard. I worry about some of the older ladies, for example, that just an hour a week, and that's all they get to see brethren, and the only involvement, and they've told me they're depressed. And I think the spiritual aspect of this is something we need to keep at the forefront of our minds.
I agree with you, Stan. I think that's why if we start Wednesday night up pretty quickly and with a view to resuming some sort of activity the rest of the services, I don't think that's a bad plan to graduate it in. And I think you're right, we can't overlook what spiritual impact it may have on us as well.
Yes, this.
Three things. Let me finish. But I think polling is a very good tool to try and determine what the feeling of the congregation is. Polling is not voting. We made a decision, based on the poll before.
Right.
We never met, discussed it, or made a decision per se. But I may be wrong. But this is just a caution, that's all. I'm not really bringing up. The second thing is, and I very much feel what Stan is saying. We all want to get back to normal, and I'm very concerned about my spiritual warfare, let alone the brethren, because I've seen challenges myself, and it's very difficult. And we want to get back to where we were, and it may be, 1 Corinthians 10. It may be that if this just goes on, we'd have to risk our lives in order to be spiritually strong. And it'd be worth it. The Lord would expect us to do. But in the meantime, nothing's changed as far as I can see, as far as CDC guidelines and things like that. And we're seeing upticks. We're seeing the results of the opening up. But I'm kind of with Tommy. We don't need to change, but I wouldn't press that because if I'm not here, then I should have no objections to those who are. So if it turns out that we decide just to stay with the one, I know y'all wouldn't be agreeable to that. It's already been said. It's been repeated. I like Tommy's idea, at least for the time being, especially if you want to start Wednesday night. Y'all know why I said that. It's my turn.
Well, he did say wait till next week so make sure we organize it. It's not as much for the adult class, but for the kids' classes.
And the third thing is those that are in our number who are compelled, who might otherwise not, I mean, for, the three times, they will be here.
Right.
We need to consider them, make sure that that's their decision, that that's what they want to do. It's okay with them, it's best with them. They, if they still feel at risk, they need to be in prayer.
I'd be glad to do a survey. Surveys are challenging because I've got a point of view, and putting it where it's not forwarding my point of view is hard to do. I'll try my best to be noncommittal in regard.
We all have confidence in you.
Who's the survey? Facebook?
It's Google.
It's a Google survey.
Google
Forms.
Surveys
are
guidelines. We can still make a decision opposed to what the survey.
Right, certainly. But I do think, like what Dick was saying, it's important to... That's kind of why I posted what I posted. I was hoping to get a little bit more comment from everyone. Maybe that might have been my fault the way I posted it. It didn't encourage as much feedback as maybe it should have. But that's kind of what I just wanted to know. Because it is hard to make a decision like that without knowing where a lot of the congregation stands. It's...
I don't know that there is a single individual who feels that way, though. In other words, I may be wrong, and that's where the consensus would come, but the ones that I'm thinking of that are vulnerable, who would feel like they would have to come if we had the extra services, all would be there. They want the services. The ones that have spoken to me about it, I think it's pretty much everyone.
The thing we got to be careful about doing is if we add services, it causing whatever we do, causing those that are coming now to the 11 a.m. only service to not be able to come, which is why the mention of the Lord's Supper issue is a way to resolve that from the ones that I've talked to. But you're right. We certainly don't want to the conscious objections. And hopefully this.
What I'm afraid is holding us back right now.
And hopefully this survey will help us to get a better idea of that, and perhaps we can talk personally to some individuals one-on-one, give them calls, and see. Right. Yes.
Where are we now?
That's what I was about to get to. Does anybody object to adding a Wednesday night class, and that would start next Wednesday, not 2 days from now, next week Wednesday, which is 17th? And then in that 24th, the 24th,
yeah,
well, quick time means nothing anymore. so we'll do that on the 24th. And in the meantime, Dad will get a survey to get more of an idea of where everybody stands. And after doing that for a couple of weeks, we will revisit this. The thing about the Wednesday night class, do we want to continue how we've been doing it? If we're going to start the Wednesday night class, we can certainly do that. When we stopped this, I had just taught, I think, two lessons on the book Exhortations from the Scriptures. And I believe, March, the new quarter started in June, right? It's supposed to. I think June is when the new quarter started. So if we wanted to, we could pick that up right where we left off, and it'd be in line with the quarter, and that would, I could teach that through the summer. That, again, no preference here, but that's something that's an option. So, yes.
There are some that would like the Revelation class to be released for the time being. You can only do this for a couple of weeks. That's probably not a big deal. But if you do it for a long term, then we can put it back on Sunday.
That's, you're the teacher of that. I love it.
I mean, my preference is always Sunday morning, just because of the numbers who would be there to hear it. Greater numbers for that study, but if the ends up the greater numbers be on Wednesday night, or
that's if we stay just for one Sunday.
Yeah.
Once we come back through, then we'll be back. I think we should do that to, like, not just Wednesday class, but also like Sunday class, just for now.
Mind if I put that as an option on the survey?
Yeah, when we put that as an option, that'd be our next step. Well, that'd be our next step into it. Yeah, that's the thing with the kids. And part of that's having enough teachers for the kids, and I think we do, because Rachel's talked to a few, we might be a little short on teachers than we were before this, but I think we'll have enough to fill the classes. Yes, sir?
Reversing on what we discussed earlier. Do that, we need to have a worship service at the end of Bible class.
Well, and again, I think we've decided, right, to that 2 or 3 weeks from now we'll decide that. For now, we're just going to do the Wednesday. Or do you want to? I mean,
put on the thing.
Okay.
I mean, for now,
well, that's what the survey is for. While we're doing the class on Wednesday, we'll do the survey to see.
I'd like to see bring back both Sunday and Wednesday Bible class. And like Dennis said, you can put it after service, that way people can leave if they're not.
Okay. We will. All right. We'll put that on the survey then. So, starting a week from Wednesday, next Wednesday, 24th, we'll have Bible class, and then after a couple of weeks of that, once we get those survey results back, we'll come together and talk about what to add from there on out. And the suggestion is to go ahead and add pretty quickly the Sunday morning Bible class. But if we do, to have it after the worship service on Sunday morning for those that aren't comfortable with it.
Can I make a quick observation?
Yes, sir.
Just from the way we've handled this meeting, I very much appreciate it. This is not the Lord's way, and we know that. But what we don't have.
If there was ever a time for elders.
We don't have elders.
Right.
But let this be a lesson to whoever may become an elder of one of us, is that let's don't think that the eldership needs to rule unilaterally. The elders need to know what the congregation feels.
Certainly.
What they want, surveys, polls, and all that is good. Talking to people. Just don't make decisions behind closed doors that affect everybody, because that is not the way to run a congregation.
Certainly.
It's not the Lord's way either.
It's your way. Hey, so any questions or thoughts before we move on? Did you get all that, Dick?
This is not a new business.
Right. So, good. Is there any new business? Do you have new business?
So we settled this other way.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Well, these past few months, whatever, they haven't had a business meeting. Yeah, and from the situation, I don't have any fault with that. But we need to set something up when it comes again, because nobody's in charge, and most of it falls on Stan. And so it seems like we should have something going on there that we could.
Well, I believe I've got it for one more. I've got the chair. I'm the chairman for one more meeting. start up the monthly business meetings again for the time being?
Sure.
I think that'd be fine.
That'd be one way of having it.
Yeah, I think we just stopped that because we weren't meeting for a while, or meeting outside, and we weren't meeting in the building. So
it wasn't good.
Okay, we'll plan on having it again to remind everybody the second Sunday, which is what today is of the month. We'll have a men's business meeting, and so next month I'll be the chair because that'll be my third time. And so think about who wants to do it after that, and I will. Again, get an agenda to you like I did this time, post it on Facebook so that we kind of have an idea of what we're going to be talking about. And if you have something that you need discussed, let me know, and I will add that. Yes, Dennis?
This may be taken a little bit humorously, but I can see why you would like to rotate this duty so it doesn't become encumbersome upon one individual. But there's wisdom in identifying who's best at it and asking them to take it over and just let them head it.
Well, that means everybody's got to take a turn before we determine who's best.
I haven't yet, but I would not be good at it. But as chief financial officer, I would be the first to nominate. Do a good job.
Me? Oh. Okay.
But that's just something to think about. The meetings really seem to vary a lot depending on who's leading.
Right. Anybody have anything else? All right. Well, thank you very much. And I will, again, call that tree service tomorrow so we can get that taken care of.